Translation: O learned Brahman, because of my drinking the nectar of the message of the infallible personality of Godhead, which is flowing down from the ocean of your speeches, I do not feel any sort of exhaustion due to my fasting. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The disciplic succession from Brahma, Narad, Vyas and Shukadev Goswami is particularly different from others. The disciplic succession from other sages are simply a waste of time. Being devoid of Achyuta Katha, or the message of the infallible Lord, the mental speculators present their theories very nicely by reason and arguments. But such reasons and arguments are not infallible, for they are defeated by better mental speculators. Maharaj Parikshit was not interested in the dry speculation of the flickering mind, but he was interested in the topic of the Lord, because factually he felt that by hearing such a nectarian message from the mouth of Shukadev Goswami, he was not feeling any exhaustion, even though he was fasting because of his imminent death. One can indulge in hearing the mental speculators, but such hearing cannot endure for any length of time. One will be exhausted very soon from hearing such backhacked ways of thinking, and no one in the world can be satisfied simply by hearing such useless speculations. The message of the Lord, especially from the personality like Shukadev Goswami, can never be tiring, even though one may be exhausted from other causes. In some editions of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the text of the last line of this verse reads Antarya Kapodi Dijvat, which means that the king might be overwhelmed by the thought of his imminent death by snake bite. The snake is also twice born, and its anger is compared to the cursing Brahmana boy who was without good intelligence. Maharaj Parikshit was not at all afraid of death, for he was fully encouraged by the message of the Lord. One who is fully absorbed in Achyuta Katha can never be afraid of anything in this world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Vaitam Sadvabhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Pada Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagat Pate Gopise Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Vanchakalpa Taruvascha Kripa Sindhu Vya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Kaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, apologies for the mixed up about the sloka. I was so eager to read that one, but forgot we had already gone through that. Again, my apologies. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 2.8.26. This text is related to text 25 as well. And it says here that Maharaj Parikshit, he's not tired, he's not exhausted, he's not thirsty. And why is he not thirsty? Srila Prabhupada is explaining it in this this verse. Maharaj Parikshit knows that he is going to die in 7 days. I mean, can you imagine us, if somebody came to us and said that you've got 7 days? Forget about 7 days. If somebody says you have got 7 weeks or 7 months, what would be the situation of our mind? How would we deal with it? How would we cope with it? Haven't we seen again and again that when somebody is given the time due to some illness, that this person has got so many months to live? How many of us have seen that? And the state of that person's mind, if they are not engaged in devotional service to the Lord. I mean, I have seen recently, we are in February now, but last year, which is recently, there was somebody who was going to leave the body due to cancer. And this family are not devoted. They are not devotees. We've been trying to engage them into the service, into chanting. But sometimes, due to the own desires, our own previous activities, one is not able to, which is quite unfortunate. And this family, they did everything in their power to keep this person. And when, in the last month, sadly, they took this man to every club in London, to every pub he wanted to go, every places that he wanted to go. And when I came to know this, actually I was in tears, that what a waste of human life, isn't it? What a waste. The last moment, he's so interested in drinking the best whiskey, the best club, everything he wanted to do. If Srila Prabhupada would to say, he would say that was a dog's life. Prabhupada would not be impressed. And Srila Prabhupada makes 3 points in his purports. And number one is the right disciplic succession. That if we follow a disciplic succession that is right, then our life will be a success. And our path, we might follow some calamities in life. We might become unwell. Financially we can become unstable. But the faith that Parikshit Maharaj has in the Achyuta Katha got him right beyond the anxiety of dying in 7 days. He was not afraid at all. So that is my realization from this purport and this sloka, that if one is situated in the right place, then one can face, are able to face the difficult moments in one's life. And the second one is the material world. In the material world, where is the happiness? We might be happy for time being. Say, for instance, if somebody likes rasagullas, how many can we eat? One, two, three? After that, those very rasgulla becomes like poison. How much holiday can somebody go on? How much social media one can be on? So material world is dukkhalai. This is a lie, like pustakalai. Pustakalai, arthat library, where we thousands of books are there, but all the books are not for us. There will be only a particular book that is for us. So in material world, there is so much going on, but only a sane person with a sound mind will find a disciplic succession, would meet a devotee, and the life will become perfect. How many of us are here due to meeting devotees? We all are, aren't we? If we hadn't met devotees, we wouldn't be here. I certainly wouldn't be here if I hadn't met His Grace Dwarka Prabhu some 40 odd years ago. So devotees have got that power to change somebody's life. And the third, in the last, when Srila Prabhupada is saying that devotee is not fearful of anything. Doesn't matter what comes on our path. We might become disturbed for a while, but with right association, that fear can be taken away. Like Parikshit Maharaj, when he was cursed, it must have crossed his mind that, oh my God, I'm going to die in 7 days. But because he had the backing of his family background, his thought process was not negative. And then he met the most exalted Sukadev Goswami. He went and sat at the bank of Ganga. And he was waiting, thinking, now what am I going to do? And all the sages from the universe started coming. The great personality, the great king is being cursed and he is going to die in 7 days. So they all came, and there were all the sages which were listed in last sloka. Vyasadeva was there. Parashar Rishi was there. All the rishis were there. But Parikshit Maharaj was sitting there quietly and calmly, waiting for someone who would deliver him. And when Sukadev Goswami appeared there, the whole assembly stood up. And can you imagine when the son is walking in and the father stands up to greet that son with awe and reverence? At that moment, Parikshit Maharaj knew that I'm going to have a right message, how to meet my death. In today's time, generally people are misguided by so many so-called religious groups, isn't it? There are so many of them, and every now and then there are more and more sprouting, and you think, where has this come from? And this is the sign of Kali Yuga, because in this yuga, all this is going to happen. Because generally, humans, they don't like to be in the frame, in the framework. There is this picture. And if this picture was just stuck on the wall without a frame, although it's beautiful, it wouldn't have that effect. It has got the effect because of the frame. So the human life can be beautiful if it's in the framework. And the framework is sadhu, shastra, guru, and our devotion, dedication to that sadhu, shastra, and guru. So the difference between the mental speculators and the pure devotee. So what is the difference between them? What is the difference that this person is a mental speculator and this is a devotee? How do we define that? Here Srila Prabhupada says that they have their own theory. Isn't it? They have their own theory. I mean, today's scientists, they find something and they say, this is it. This is the medication that will save you. But then after some time, they will say, actually, it's not working. So we have to do more research. For cancer research, for many, many years, we have seen that they are researching. They are still researching. So, it is on mental speculation, isn't it? The medication might be right for that moment, but then the disease is so clever, it finds another way. So these people, they have to find some another way to find other medication. And it goes on and on and on. Whereas, the person on the spiritual path, on the right path, they know that whatever was said is gospel, is the right thing. I mean, look at Bhagavad Gita. How many verses, how many different Bhagavad Gitas are there? Does anybody know? So many hundreds of people have written commentaries on Bhagavad Gita. Yeah? 300-400? That's what I know. I don't know whether somebody else knows more than that. But so many of them are written from different various people. But when Srila Prabhupada came, right from disciplic succession, brought the right message down, when he wrote Bhagavad Gita as it is, only a pure devotee can claim that this is as it is, it's not changed in any way. And that Bhagavad Gita shook the entire world. Other Bhagavad Gitas are still there. I remember my auntie, my father's sister. From very young age, from childhood, I used to see her. She would read whole Bhagavad Gita every single day. Only the translations. Every single day. 2-3 hours she would be sitting in front of her little altar, and without that she wouldn't eat or drink or anything. I mean, her dedication was amazing. And I used to think, wow, she's so devoted. Until I met the real devotees and the real Bhagavad Gita. And then when I asked her that, what have you understand from this Bhagavad Gita, auntie? You have been reading this all your life. Even today she reads. She's very elderly, but she still reads that. That's her thing. And you know what was her answer? I don't know. I don't know what it means. I'm just reading it. Few things she said that Krishna says, give up everything. But what do we give up? I can't give up anything. I can't give up my family. I can't give up this. So that was her answer. So only a person on this path can have right answers. And here, Sukhdev Goswami have got right answers. Achyuta Katha is not possible without Guru's blessings or devotee's blessings. So without Sadhu, Shastra and Guru in our life, Achyuta Katha is not appealing either. So many personalities are giving 7 days seminars on Bhagavatam. Thousands of people would go. Thousands of people feel entertained, enlightened. But on the eighth day of the morning, they are all dry. It's like a stone. Put it in the water, it's wet. But as soon as we take out that stone from the water, it dries out. So these are the reasons that they cannot deliver what Srila Prabhupada has delivered, because they themselves are not pure in their life. They themselves are not from the disciplic successions. Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Shri Sitaram Lakshman ji ki jai. Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. So Maharaj Parikshit waited until Sukhdev Goswami appeared. So without that personality in our life cannot be successful. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a verse. Before that, when Sukhdev Goswami appeared, then Parikshit Maharaj started asking the questions that what should a person do whose death is imminent? Then he started asking. And all the questions were answered. And Srimad, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 1975, there is a sloka which Srila Prabhupada quotes many, many times. And it says, I will not read the sloka because I'm not good at Sanskrit, but I will read the translation. Here, Madhya Lila, 1975, it says, for a person devout of devotional service, birth in a great family or nation, knowledge of the revealed scriptures, performance of austerities and penances, and chanting of Vedic mantras are all like ornaments on a dead body. Such ornaments simply serve the concocted pleasures of the general populace. So this says, isn't it? Prabhupada says that this is so important to be in the disciplic succession. Here in Madhya Lila as well, it is stated that jati, shastra, japa, tapa is all a waste of time, like decorating a dead body. And there was one great personality who had all this in him. He was born in a good family. He was shastric. He did lot of austerity. And he was a devotee of Lord Shiva. Anybody know who is that personality? It's Ravana, isn't it? He had everything. He had all the qualities. He was a Vedanti. He knew the Vedas. Lord Shiva asked him to sing the Vedas in a hymn form. That's why we sing. But what did he do? He wanted Sita without Ram. Having all these qualities, still he hadn't understood because he did not follow a spiritual master. He had no authority on him. And a life without authority, in Srila Prabhupada's words, would be a dog's life. Today, don't we come across so many of them? That sometimes people are born in Brahmin family, and when a simple devotee goes to preach them, they would say, "But I'm from a Brahmin family. Hey, my forefathers, they were all pandita. But are you a pandit? Do you know the Shastra? Knowledge. How many people, every step we come across people who are so proud of their knowledge. Either Shastra, knowledge of Shastra, or knowledge of world, of this world. Somebody is a doctor, lawyer, solicitor, big businessman. They would be walking 2 feet above the ground because they haven't followed any authority as such. All these four are useless without Achyuta Katha. And human life is precious, isn't it? How precious it is. Rare. After so many millions of births, one gets a human life. And out of that, gradually comes to the stage that intelligence is a bit higher. And when that level comes, some devotee would come and put the switch on. And it sparks the light in. And what happens then? Our relationship with the Supreme Lord can be established. Otherwise, so many intelligent people in the world, they're walking here. But without any support from the devotees or without any knowledge of the Supreme, that intelligence, that knowledge is useless, like Srila Prabhupada says. And here, actually there is another slok in Srimad Bhagavatam 2.3.17. Which says how human life is so important. But what happens when somebody is not on this line, on this path of spirituality? It says that both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone. We all are on the same line, aren't we? None of us can say our end is not imminent. It might not be today, it might not be in 10 years, but we are not here permanently. Except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. This is in Srimad Bhagavatam. So it's so clear that one who is on the path of spirituality, although one knows, we all know we are going to live. Parikshit Maharaj knew, but because he was on that path, he was fearless. Otherwise, today in today's term, we go into the hospitals, in ICU, and people are crying. They want to live, to enjoy more and more. And here, Parikshit Maharaj was not a Brahmana. He was a Kshatriya. He had fought many, many wars. Yet his consciousness, his mind, was given to the Lord. Like when we read of passing away of Bhishma Dev, How many wars Bhishma Dev had fought. But he is the personality that when he was about to leave his body, the Lord himself came. What a life! And his prayers, if we read his prayers every day, this is amazing. When my husband, Vrajnath Prabhu, left his body, my spiritual master told me to read the prayers of Queen Kunti and passing away of Bhishma Dev every single day. And I couldn't understand why. Why should I read that every day? But after a year, it made sense that why it is so important. I mean, Lord Ram was present when Ravan was leaving the body. Lord Ram was present when Jatayu was leaving the body. Lord Ram was present when Shabri was leaving the body. But what a difference between them leaving the body and Ravan leaving the body. So there is a big difference there. And here, Parikshit Maharaj is feeling so safe in the presence of his Guru. So Guru's presence, in the presence of Guru, in the presence of Sadhu, in the presence of Shastra, one should feel safe and secure. And when that is mixed with Achyuta Katha, then one becomes real fearless, Abhay. That person gets Abhay Dan. Because by reading Achyuta Katha, by listening to Achyuta Katha, we would get that Abhay Dan. We would become fearless. We would have no fear that if my Lord is walking with me, if my Guru is with me, what have I got to fear? Then the sloka in Bhagavad Gita, that this body is only a garment for the soul, will literally make sense. Otherwise we would just read it and not, we might understand it, but we will not realize that sloka. So for to realize that actually this, my body is my garment for the soul. And which is, I'm going to change it one day. But this can only be done when we are in the presence of Sadhu, Shastra and our Guru. And Achyuta Katha, what is Achyuta? What does it mean by Achyuta? Infallible. And what does it mean by he's infallible? He doesn't fall from his position, isn't it? He goes and he steals makhan. Every household he would go and steal, and his names become makhan chor. If we had stolen something from someone, that person will never trust us again. Would anybody trust a thief? People would say that he's got light fingers. But here Krishna, he stole. He stole makhan. He stole Gopi's clothes at the bank of Yamuna. But he's called Makhan Chor. His name is not tinged. He doesn't fall down from being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Vrindavan, there's Chir Ghat. We go there and we circumulate that tree. What a pastime. Can you imagine at the seaside somebody running away with somebody's clothes? But this is infallible Achyuta. He runs away from the battlefield. He just runs away. And instead of people looking at him in a negative way, they name him Ranchor. Ranchod Raya ki. So he becomes Ranchod. And then what he does? In today's term, if somebody was somebody's driver or a taxi driver, how do the taxi drivers are viewed? Not very good, isn't it? He's just driving a taxi. In India, rickshawala. Hey, the way rickshawalas are being treated. Poor man. He's taking us to see Radha Banke Bihari or Radha Ramanji or temple or wherever. But that rickshawala haven't got much of a respect, isn't it, Prabhuji? Maharaj, so, excuse me. But here he becomes a sarathi for Arjun. And he becomes Partha Sarathi. And there's a beautiful temple in Delhi, Partha Sarathi temple. So Achyuta is infallible. He's never, whatever he does is beautiful. Whatever he does is glorious. Whatever he does is pleasing. And above all, whatever he does for the pleasure of devotees. And to be fearless, one needs to surrender to the bona fide spiritual master and right association. Look at our Srila Prabhupada, how fearless he was. At the age of 70, he went to America with so little. When we go from here to India, we make so many arrangements. We are supposed to take 44 kgs, 22 kgs each suitcase, but we take more than that, somehow. Whereas Srila Prabhupada had nothing when he went to America, but he was not fearful, he was fearless, with heart attacks, with such an advanced age. I can't even sit on the floor now, since I've knocked 70. But look at Srila Prabhupada. He shook the whole world. Probably he shook the whole universe by spreading this Sankirtan movement. Did he know anybody in America? He didn't. And those devotees who met Srila Prabhupada, they became fearless. While traveling on the train, Srila Prabhupada would say at any train station, "You too, get out from here, go and build a temple." And they would, and they did. Look at Bhaktivedanta Menon. Those devotees who were young, and Srila Prabhupada said, "Go to London." And look, here we are, one of the best temples, and I would say in Europe, because I'm biased. I love Radha Gokulanandan. I love devotees at the Bhaktivedanta Manor. And what a personality to meet for these devotees. They met George Harrison. And how did they meet him? It's quite amazing. If somebody was fearful, even if they had a tinge of fear, they would not be able to do that. But these devotees, they met George Harrison. And here we are at the Bhaktivedanta Manor. What fearless act, what fearless life. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, how fearless he was. When he talked about the first sloka of Brahma Samhita, "Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam And when he analyzed that sloka to Mayavadis, the Mayavadis started having headaches just by that first sloka. Some of them ran away, some of them became fearful of him. And they wanted to kill him. And they called him Siha Guru, Lion Guru. Can you imagine how fearless? What made him so fearless? And his father, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he was not frightened of anybody. So fearless. Someone said that in that tree, there is a Brahma ghost. There is a ghost in that tree. Don't go near that. So what did he do? He took Srimad Bhagavatam. He sat under that tree and recited Srimad Bhagavatam. And that ghost became delivered. So we have got so many beautiful examples in our parampara. And when I read this, when we all read this, it gives us that strength, that conviction, that faith, that if I am going to hold on to these personalities, I may not become as fearless as they are, but I will become fearless to some degree. So to become fearless, we have to hold on to our parampara, our sadhus, our shastras, who are bringing the right knowledge. And only with the right knowledge, we will not have any anxiety in our life. And how many of us have gone through? Here Parikshit Maharaj was not exhausted, he was not hungry, he was not thirsty. This Parikshit Maharaj put dead snake on this rishi because he was thirsty. And here, he is not thirsty. Right? This happened 5,000 years ago, but in today's term, when we are doing certain service, if we are cooking in the kitchen on the altar for the Lordship, there is no hunger, there is no thirst, there is no tiredness, there is no fatigue. But the moment we come out of that kitchen, all that comes. This is my personal experience. During festival time, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12 hours goes and you don't even realize that there was no nature's call. I didn't drink, I didn't eat. Where does that strength comes from? That can only come from Achyuta, from our Krishna. Because I say with conviction that our Krishna, because when we dedicate our life to Krishna, Krishna becomes ours and we become His through our disciplic succession. So I would like to stop here. So to be fearless, we have to say, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, and hold on to Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet. Srila Prabhupada ki! Yeah. Any questions, any comments, Maharaj? Any correction, please?
I have a trick question. So you said we should be fearless. Should I be afraid of you?
Afraid of me? What have I got to be afraid of?
Should I be afraid if like a senior devotee like tell me certain things and you know it's like it's kind of scary, you know?
Senior devotees, should we be afraid of them? Why should we be afraid of senior devotees? There should be respect. But afraid is No, one should not be frightened of them, because if we are frightened of them, then how will we ever be able to have relationship with them or ask them any questions that arises?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the point, you know. It's like, yeah, well.
Govinda Prabhu, should we be afraid of senior devotees?
Yeah, I'm afraid of offending them. But it's like,
we have this love for them, we should have them.
Yeah.
They're very magnanimous, they give off love, so they're attractive.
That's the point. It's like when it's not very magnanimous. Yeah, what if it's like very contrary to what you would like to experience? Like, you just, like, what if I'm offended or if I'm hurt by someone?
Would you like to answer that, Govinda Prabhu?
Yeah. I think it's important that you know within yourself whether you're right or wrong. So if you feel hurt or offended, if you ask some other devotee and they understand that your feeling is correct, then you can be peaceful within yourself that your principles are correct, and then you maybe keep a distance from that devotee, because sometimes even a senior devotee may have some anartas. So yeah, but if other people are saying the opposite, they're saying, well, that wasn't really anything to be so offended by, then maybe you think maybe I'm being offended too easily. So it's one or the other, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. Go on Harinam Sankirtan, you'll be very peaceful.
Okay, Srimad Bhagavat Purana ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.